So it's Tirumantra in verse 583. This will sound very familiar. Closing the gateway below the Muladhara center, so closing off the lower chakras, your thoughts on the door of Brahm above the Sahasra chakra and meditate on that into the oneness. Fix your lance-like vision on that vast inner space, and thus practicing Kundalini Yoga, you shall vanquish time. Vanquish time. What a beautiful idea. Vanquish time and vanquish space, too. And vanquish form. You vanquish all of that, and then you are the you are who you are. So meditation has a lot of dimensions to it, and I'm going to read 14 secrets about meditation in a minute and have you write them down. And but what people don't always realize is that meditation is equal part what you do and equal part what you are. So if you're a frantic, upset, emotional person, and you're trying to meditate, no matter how good your technique is, you're probably not going to do a very good job at it. Whereas if you're a deeply refined, balanced person with lots of metaphysical, philosophical understandings, and then you go into meditation and you use the right technique, you're probably going to dive into the core of the universe. So it's part of being a good meditator is developing in our life a good person. It really is quite much more important than people often realize. And Gurudeva had a nice little visualization. People would come to him and say, you know, I'm trying to meditate and I just get into a certain point and then I can't get any farther than that. I always go up to that same point and then I get stopped. And why is that? And Gurudeva said, well, that's the karma. So you can't, in a sense, meditate beyond your karmic limitations. So what's happening, he would say, is you're going in and in and in, but karma is like a rubber band. And as you go further and further in, the rubber band gets tauter and tauter and tighter. And then you get to a certain point and it just brings you back out into the external mind, your own karmas, your own limitations. So then you have to work on the karmas so that the rubber band gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and it allows you to go deeper and deeper before it brings you back. That you can see how that would work. That karmic limitation. You can't just go into sivanas on day one. Why? You have to go through all of these things. So I want to tell you another little story. It's a very short one. It has to do with one of the monks in those days we were talking about a minute ago was didn't do very well sitting in a full lotus. He had some anguish in his legs whenever he was in full lotus, and and Gurudeva required us to sit there in front of him for the full hour in lotus. And so this monk was really hurting, and he'd be sitting in lotus and we'd be meditating, and he'd reach down to his foot and he was going to, you know, release his foot, and Gurudeva would just go like this. Didn't say anything, but just said, you know, stay there. So he'd stay there. We'd go to the meditation and he would have tears running down his cheeks. from the pain, but he couldn't relieve it. That was Gurudeva's teaching to him for at that particular time. And then, so he came to Gurudeva and he said, "I don't know what to do. My body doesn't want to sit there like some of the other bodies are happy to sit there in lotus, and then you forget you even have a body." He said, "But my body doesn't seem to want to do that, and what should I do?" And Gurudeva said, "Well, here's what you can do. So you feel that strain and pain in your legs during the meditation, and that's an energy." This goes back to Gurudeva's by having 50 thoughts on a river rock, and that'll help develop the simple skills for meditation. So we started late, but we don't want to mess up the afternoon. I had an interesting experience. Bodhinath and I were brought to Paramat Nikatan in Rishikesh some years back. We were helping the editors of the Encyclopedia of Hinduism with some of the things, and so they brought us there for a meeting of the editors, and we went in the early morning. They have a Shiva Puja and a meditation. So we thought that would be wonderful to go to. So we went down to the Shiva Puja, a very short one, and a meditation. Meditation's in a big hall about twice the size of our tent here. Excuse me. And there was a Swami on the stage, and he was there to guide the meditation, but not to guide it too specifically, just to be there and tell everyone, "Okay, now here we go." And So we started meditating in our way, and in our meditation, there's a lot of what's the word?
Do's.
A lot of do's. Well, there's a lot of straight spine and an active process for us, this meditation. And I looked around before we started, and I realized everyone in the room, there's probably 50 people in the room, was treating this meditation very differently than I was used to treating my meditation. You know? And some were just kind of like this, and some were like this, half sleep, half meditation, what we call it in Kauai, snormati. And as I looked around the room, I could tell there were 50 people there, and they were in 50 different places. There weren't two of them in the room that were in the same space within themselves. And I thought, what an amazing thing Gurudeva did by creating Shum, such that 50 of us can be in a room, and when we close our eyes and we have this guided Shum meditation, we're in exactly the same place, all 50 of us. It's not like I'm inventing my own meditation and you're inventing yours, and someone's saying, "What's meditation anyway?" You know, everyone has the task, the same task, in front of them. And what a power that creates, a shakti, to have 50 minds sharing the same meditative space. And then I realized I'd never heard of any order, any guru, any ashram that had done that. Maybe Swami? I don't think so. I don't think it ever happened. And it really impressed me again about Gurudeva's genius. You know, that he would create a language, teach us a language, teach us a set of exercises and meditations that we could share and explore the same space in the same room at the same time. And what a shared power that is. It's amazing. And then I think it has effects, you know, far beyond what I understand, far beyond the space. So, officially, our time is up. But unofficially, anybody have a quick question before we go? Oh, I'm a good teacher. Have a wonderful afternoon, everyone. Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahanau Bhunaktu, Saha Viryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavadi Tamashtu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Don't forget your 3-year plan next class, please. That's yours.